Our distinguished guests, our ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honour for me to be here today. War is always very bloody and horrible, and I can tell you, those of us who fought in wars never want to be in one again. But I'm afraid in the world there are some very nasty and horrible people, and you've got to be willing to do it sometimes. And I'm glad to say that in our nation we've always had very brave men and women who are willing to stand up to the plate. And Albert Mackenzie was typical of that, a 19-year-old boy. I can tell you, advancing against fire with bullets going around you, not just bullets but shells, he did that along the mole, all the people with him killed. His machine gun that he's carrying there, the Lewis gun, was actually hit by fire, and he went ahead and did his duty. And that's a marvellous thing. And I was thinking when I was talking about this, how what incredible things ordinary people do, getting this statue raised and things like that. But actually, that's a stupid thing to say, because people aren't ordinary. People are actually extraordinary. All people have within them that capacity to be extraordinary. And I think the fact that everyone got together and produced this, what Mackenzie did himself, what the people of Bermondsey have done in pulling together for this, is extraordinary and is wonderful, and it gives me great hope about people, I have to say. The only other thing I'm going to say, because my goodness me, you've had to put up with a lot of speeches, so hard luck on that. First of all, is there were two misfires in the gun salute, and I was a bit disappointed we couldn't hear it from here, but I tell you, on the Tower of London, they're all wondering what the hell's going on, so that's rather good news. And the other thing is, I want to give a particular thanks to an East London boy without whom this would have been impossible, and that's Sir Don Gosling. Sir Donald Gosling, without him and his foundation, today could not have happened. He has been amazingly generous. Without that generosity, the other things couldn't have kick-started. And here we are on this incredible and wonderful day with a very smart Royal Naval Guard. I wish we had more people in the Royal Navy. I wish we had more ships, but I'm not going to bang on about that. I do it enough on the radio. But they look jolly smart. And I thank the Parachute Regiment for providing their guard, another very good regiment in the British Army. So thank you very much for that. So ladies and gentlemen, that's enough from me. Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see you all here. Thank you.